Hello, Bob.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, how are you? Happy Tuesday.
You too. Doesn't work for T-Mobile.
No, I'm excited because tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will you be 19 again?
I wish.
Yeah.
At 19, I didn't have bills, right? I didn't have kids to be responsible for. But it's nice to meet you, Bob. Again, my name is Nadine. I understand you've been speaking here with Serge, my representative, and he does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. I wanted to go over pricing in details with you, but first off, congratulations. I hear 33 years in business. That's quite a long time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So did you, by any chance, have any questions as far as, like, how our program works, the placement we do, any questions I could answer?
Not really. It's pretty standard if it's just keeping you on the first page of Google.
Right. Okay. So a couple of things that I'm taking a look at. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Does your service also include in the price the make sure Google Maps pops up on Google Maps, the business?
Correct. We offer a number of different products depending on the package that you select based on the appetite of your business. So we do Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Google Guaranteed we assist with, as well as the Google Local Listing Map, right? Websites, it just really depends on what you're needing, okay? I take a look. I see here, I mean, you're listed on a number of directories, MapQuest, Manta. I see City Local 101, Show Me Local. I see the Google Business Profile page as well. What about Facebook? Have you ever created a Facebook page for the business?
There's one out there. It wasn't created by me. I think my business partner's daughter did it, and I never accessed it, but it really should just be posting pictures to it.
I think it says Voorhees and Crane Painting and Paper Hanging on Strictingly. No, that's like
a site. What was the last two words?
Strikingly.com. It says launching soon. And then,
yeah,
okay,
that.
So here's what I see. I see that there are two Google Business Profile pages, okay? There's one that has 32 reviews. It says Voorhees and Crane, and then it says with a hyphen, Residential Painter Middletown, New Jersey Exterior Painting. It's got your phone number. Underneath of that, there's another one that says Voorhees and Crane Painting and Paper Hanging with no reviews. It's got your phone number. But this one that has 32 reviews actually has a website attached. It says painters-middletownnewjersey.info. Would that be the one that she created?
I don't think she created a website, but she created a Facebook page.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Did you or either your partner sign up with a company that's helping you with promotion on Google on the first page?
Yeah, 411local.com is somewhere in the road, somewhere down the road that someone made a free web page for us.
Okay. You know, are you still paying them?
I think Haibu and 411.com I'm paying.
Okay. So let me give you a little bit of insight, okay? Number one, Google wants you to only have one Google profile page. They don't want you having two Google profile pages, especially where the phone number is the same number on both, okay? Haibu and 411 Local both help with SEO marketing. Which one did you sign up with first, Bob?
Probably 411 Local.
Okay. So when you signed up with Haibu, did you mention to them you were working with 411 Local?
I couldn't tell you. I've been with both of them for years.
Okay. So you have these two Google profile pages, you're paying two different companies to assist you with placement on Google. When you really only need one company to manage one Google profile page, because having two is going to hurt you more instead of helping you. Does that kind of make sense, how I'm explaining it?
Not really. I mean, two companies trying to do the same thing makes more sense. If you say
yeah.
Google only likes you to have one, I can understand
yes.
that.
And I'll tell you why. Because when you have two Google business profile pages and they both have the same phone number, it could red flag it and cause Google to put it in a suspension where they take it down. Okay? So, what company is giving you the best results, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably 411 Local, but that hasn't happened yet. Pretty frequently I ask every phone call who comes to me, where did you hear of us? And pretty frequently they just look Google us up online.
Okay. So I'm trying to see, what are you paying 411 Local? Do you mind if I ask? I'm not trying to be nosy.
$89, and I think Hibu is like $55, because Hibu is really just supposed to be a listing, but they help with the placement on Google.
Yeah, if they did their homework, they would have already known, because see, I'll tell you, when we sign up a company, we run a scan, right? Because we do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. We want to make sure wherever you're listed on Google that there's no inconsistencies, right? Across the internet. If we see that you have two Google profile pages, we merge them and stick with the page that has the most reviews, right? Because there's no reason for you to have two Google business profile pages. Because we don't want anything happening where they would suspend your account because you got these two different profiles. So you're paying 411 Local $89. Hibu, you're paying $50 for a listing, and they shouldn't have created you that other profile page. So,
Google will probably suspend one page then, right?
Yes.
One of the two pages, yeah.
Correct, because they're going to, and I'm giving you a forewarning, because eventually they're going to catch it. They do, and I've seen this happen with many, you're not the only business owner that it's happened to. I had a guy I talked to last week that is using three different companies, and he's paying over $900 with all three of them combined, and he's not even on the first page. Your primary zip code is the 07758, is that correct?
Yeah, that's where my house is, yes.
Okay. I'm just looking up something really quick. And your primary is mainly painting is what you do?
Paint and wallpaper.
Paint and wallpaper. Okay. So, and you have access to that profile page on Google, the one that 411 Local is managing, right?
Yes, I know I have access to it. I have no idea who's managing it.
Okay. The one with the 32 reviews?
Right.
Well, if it's the one that's got the website attached, I'm assuming that would be 411 Local, because they built that website for you, correct?
Again, I don't know. I thought it was Hibu that threw in a free website, but more really, it's just more of a landing page than a website.
Yeah. I'm taking a look at something really quick.
You'll also have to keep in mind that I'm 65 this year. I really don't go into computers that much, so just
you're younger.
I listen to what the people say. And
yeah. Of course. No. I completely understand. I will explain it as simply as possible, because I want you to know what your options are and what I'm seeing, right? Because I know you probably focus more on your jobs than anything, right? And you're just letting people handle your work. Now, with what you're currently paying, I can tell you this, because I know, because we work with a lot of our clients, right, that have used these type of businesses in before, okay? Typically, when you're paying less than $200, what that basically is getting you found is on the first page of Google, just in the local map section, which is only going to cover about 5 to 10 miles. from your zip code where you PIN verified your business. That's what they consider the local area. Okay? So that tells me, and I know for a fact that's what 411 Local focuses on, is just the local area. Okay? And I'll tell you the truth, you're coming up on the first page in your zip code. They're in your local area. You're coming up on the first page. Now, if you travel anything outside of the local area, outside of those 5 to 10 miles, you either have to have Facebook ads running, Google ads, because that's how you can target those additional areas. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, I guess Google has certain parameters and only
yes.
allows you that amount of room. All right.
That's what the local, that's, and I know that that to you might not be your local area, but that's what Google considers the local area. Anyone who's searching within 5 to 10 miles from your zip code in search of your services is going to find you there, right? Anything outside of that, you would either have to have Google ads running or Facebook ads, okay? Now, the business, I was looking to see if there might be a better option for you, and I'm kind of thinking, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's called Google Guaranteed. It's the ones that you will see at the very tippy top of the page. They will have this green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. Have you ever come across anything like that?
I don't have any information on it, but I have seen that before.
Okay, perfect. So, this is a program where you pay per lead, okay? However, the lead comes to you in a form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone, okay? Now, there are requirements for this program. So for the Google Guaranteed program, what they require is, you know, anyone who's a business owner face-to-face with that client has to run a background check. So I know you mentioned you and your partner. Are both of you 50-50 business owners, or is it just you and he's a silent partner?
He's more of a silent partner.
Okay. So typically it would just be you doing the background check, right? And basically what Google is looking at, they're just looking at, you know, if you have felonies or if you have, you know, they're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs, in other words. Now, they also require that you have the certificate of liability insurance, and it looks like they also require the licensing. I'm just taking a quick look. Do you have both?
I let my license lapse. I got to apply for it again.
Okay. So those are the two requirements that they do require, the license and the certificate of liability insurance. Now, because you don't have the licensing, once you get it updated, right, you can go ahead and start that process for the Google Guaranteed program. It is a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee. You go through the process. It takes about typically 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved by Google, okay? Once you get approved by Google, we always like to start you off with the minimum monthly budget, so we would call you to see when you want to go ahead and activate your leads. Now, the leads minimum monthly is 13 leads a month, so the budget is $522. The leads are $40 a lead, right? So as a lead comes in, a phone call, they're going to deduct the $40 from the $522. But here's the kicker on it. Bob, let's say you only got one lead in that month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only got one lead. What's left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means the following month you're only paying $40 for the one lead that you received the month before. Okay? Now, let's say somebody calls you to remove a tree, completely outside of your service scope. What'll happen is Google will credit that lead right back to you, because it's considered unqualified. If they call you outside of the service area that you serve, unqualified lead. If someone's calling you to sell you an online product, unqualified lead. It's going to credit right back. The reason that they call it Google Guaranteed is because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that's selecting you. It's as if Google is basically backing up your work. So it gives them that added comfort to select your company. Okay? So that program you would qualify for once you have your licensing, you know, back up. But it's a really great program. Now, if you're looking for SEO marketing, okay, we could assist you with that, but I want to be transparent. Bob, you would have to cancel with Angie's, or with, excuse me, with Hibu, and cancel with 411 Local so that we can manage your Google Business profile. And in fact, what we would do is merge those two Google Business profiles so that it's only the Google Business profile showing with the 32 reviews.
Right.
Okay. Now, in that case, you could go with our Platinum package. Our Platinum package is a month-to-month basis. We don't charge you per call or per job. It is a fixed flat rate. You would be looking at $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. So it would make your initial investment for you to get it started today, $398. But every month after, you would then just be paying the $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program, no contract. But this is going to give you the first page placement on Google in the local map, content created for you on Bing. We're going to run Facebook ads that'll retarget anyone who's done a search on Google that goes to their Facebook page just to look at pictures or stories. They're going to see your ad appear on their desktop, and it's going to show up on their mobile device. This is going to help you reach more new potential clients. We can run those Facebook ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location, so that when they click on your ad, they would call you directly. Okay? We also include as well the directory submission, which gets you listed on directories popular within your area, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages. I mean, and I'm just naming a few. Okay? Now, as far as your website, if you'd like, I can include a website for you that is more of a customized website to fit your business, where you could even have the option, if anyone wants to book an appointment with you through that website. We do a gallery on there, pictures of your work, videos. We have reviews from clients who have used your services also appearing on there. And that website would actually be attached where your business is being promoted. We also include the voice-activated searches. Anyone using Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri can find you using those devices. And also anyone utilizing their iPhone, Android, or tablet can also find you on the first page of Google. So we pretty much cover all of your bases with this package.
All right. All right, so it boils out to be just about $4,000 a year that way, right?
Well, I'm glad that you look at it that way, because here's the thing. You're looking at it in a long term. What am I investing, right, in a year with this program? I mean, to be quite honest, if let's just say you paid for the year, right? Every month you paid for 12 months, $299 a month, right? And then that $99 setup fee included, you would have actually invested $3,687 over 12 months. Okay. We do offer a program, Bob. If you wanted to pay for the full year, we offer it to you discounted at $2,700. So if you were to pay $2,700, that's going to cover you for the year. In fact, that would actually be saving you $3,687. And if you're paying $2,700.
$900 and some odd.
Yeah, about $987 is what you would be actually, no, you know what? I am so sorry. No, it's less than that. It's $2,500. I was talking about the package with the Google Ads. If you paid $2,500, then you're saving about $1,187, I think it is.
Okay.
Like $1,177.
How do we lock in that rate, or is the second year going to go up?
Nope. If the way that you lock it in is this. Right before your year expires, okay, I would actually follow up with you. I would set it on my calendar as a courtesy to follow up with you the week before just to see, okay, Bob, do you want to renew it another year? If you say yes, then you're still paying $2,500. Or you could decide, you know what, I just want to part ways, or I just want to go month to month. If you go month to month, then you're paying the $299 a month.
All right. And then okay. The yearly payment is a one-time payment?
It's a one-time payment, yep, and it covers you for the year. Any changes, updates, questions, concerns regarding your account, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. So we do the management for you. Any changes to the website, you want to update pictures. I mean, we're still managing everything. You can make changes to your, you know, how you want us to run the Facebook ads, change the areas that we're targeting. So we manage it all for you.
All right, so $2,700, does that include either revamping or building a website for me or no?
Oh, yeah. We would actually rebuild you a website. Yeah. Because I know the one that I see there, I'm not saying it looks bad, right? But I'm assuming either Haibu, either Haibu or either, if it's not Haibu, then it's more than likely 411 Local that created it. So you would have to cancel with both of those companies, right? When you do that, they're not giving you the website. I can tell you that right now. And to be quite honest, I like our websites better, not to toot my own horn, but our websites have, and I know this might be lingo that you're kind of like, what does that mean? But it has the SEO settings that's going to actually help with your ranking.
Okay. How long has your company been in business?
We have been in business 18 years now. We're actually based out of Fountain Valley, California, and we're a Google Channel partner. And you're probably wondering, what the heck does that mean, right? So Google Channel partner means that our technicians are highly trained and certified, and we've had to meet Google's requirements just to be a channel partner of theirs. So we've had to demonstrate all the ad skills, the net spend. Once we met the requirements, Google has allowed us to combine our services with their advertising. So this is why our listings are exclusive, because if you decide you want to move forward, I'm closing out this category. We're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors, because I'll tell you, Bob, we would be working against ourselves if we did that, and it's not going to benefit us, and much less is it going to benefit you, okay?
All right, so I think 411 is a Google partner, too. I've heard that phrase before. Now, is painting and wallpapering two separate categories, or does that all fit under one umbrella?
That all fits under one umbrella, and you can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you provide, okay? So you can use multiple keywords.
I would think that you would produce the keywords, would you not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we produce them. So here's the thing. When you conduct your client interview, okay, you're going to speak with one of our technicians. Basically, what they're going to tell you is, okay, Bob, so for painting, you know, wallpaper, this is what we're looking at. These are the keywords that people are utilizing. We still like to share it with you so this way you know what we're seeing, because we have the database, right? We are going to make sure that we're using the proper keywords and search terms that are going to get you the best return on what you're investing with us, okay? But, again, we're the experts, so, you know, we want you to focus on your work, right? But we do take all of...
How many keywords are normally associated with a paint and wallpaper?
Paint and wallpaper, typically you get between, I think it's up to 20 keywords and search terms. So it could be painting contractor near me, 25 best painting contractors. It could be interior painting, painting contractor, exterior painting, wallpaper hanging.
Right.
You know, there's just a variation.
Right. Yeah, so 20 runs out pretty quick. Is there a cost to go have more than keywords?
Here's the other thing. If you wanted, okay, you could do the package instead of running the Facebook ads. We can do the Google Ads package, right? The Google Ads, you can use up to 50 keywords and search terms. 17 to 20 is what you get with the local listing. If you do, so here's how the breakdown is. If you do the package, right, that has the Facebook ads included, for the year it's $2,500. If you do the one that has the Google ads instead of the Facebook ads included, then you're looking at $2,700. And Google, when you do, which is our Premier Platinum package, the Premier Platinum package gives you Google ads at the top. You can choose specific zip codes by county, by mile radius, whichever you prefer. You're going to get the Google local map. You're also going to get Bing local, the directory submission, the website included, the voice activated searches, and the mobile platform. We're just not going to run the Facebook ads.
All right. But I would need to have my license renewed for
no.
that, right?
You don't need it. No, that would be for the Google Guaranteed program.
Okay.
You would need it for that one. And that's something we could always revisit later, you know, once you've renewed the license. But for these packages, the Premier Platinum and the Platinum package, you don't require it doesn't require the licensing for the business.
Okay. Let's see now. I just pulled into my driveway.
Okay.
Is there something on the computer that you want to show me or not really?
You know, I don't mind showing you anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Okay. All righty. Let me work my way upstairs here.
Absolutely. Take your time. I thought you were driving earlier.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of background noise.
No, it wasn't that bad, actually. I've been in some calls where I'm like, oh, my gosh, can they hear me? Because I feel like I'm yelling because I feel like I can't hear that well. So, and my voice tends to carry. I try to use the soft voice, but sometimes it doesn't always work.
I'm sorry, sometimes what?
Sometimes it doesn't always work when I'm using my soft voice because when they have background noise, it's harder for them to hear me, right? But you didn't have much background noise at all.
Yeah, I had all the windows up and had me. It's not bad, but you could probably hear everything rattling around in the van.
And I'm going to actually pull up because I kind of want to give you an idea of the type of website that we create for you. And in fact, we create it to fit your business, but I want to send you an example so that you can kind of see what I'm talking about.
Let's see if I take the package for $2,700. Let's say you want to do that. We haven't noticed much more traffic or less traffic.
I'm sorry, you sound really far away. I didn't catch that. My apologies.
Is that better?
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Okay. I apologize.
I was saying now, if I take the full package and then let's say 2 or 3 months down the road, I'm like, well, this is the same amount of traffic I'm getting from, I was getting from Google or even less. Do you have some kind of satisfaction policy?
Well, I can tell you this, right? Although you pay for the year, okay, we're still consistently managing your account. This is a management. It's not like companies that'll throw you up there and then say, okay, well, good luck, swim, right? We also, you can request, one thing that we always like to do as well is review your account with you. Anytime you're like, hey, I need someone to review my account. I'm not getting much traffic. I'm not noticing a difference. You're going to have this team dedicated to your account. We do everything within our company. We don't outsource it anywhere. So they look at, let's take a look at the keywords. You know, let's see if we can switch them around. Because they have the database, our technicians. So they know what keywords and search terms are being searched more, right? Maybe we need to revisit the areas that we're targeting. If there's, and I always say this to business owners, if there's a specific zip code, you know, where you know that there's a higher end income that you want to be in, we can be very targeted to that. So we're still consistently earning your business month in and month out, even if you've paid for the full year, right? Because we want you to continue with us for a long time. As long as you're successful with our program, Bob, that's going to equal our success, right? So trust me, we're still earning your business. Now, you don't have to take our word for it that it's working, because you do have a customized tracking and reporting system that allows you to track your results. You could see where they performed the search from, how many times they clicked on your ad, how many phone calls you received, okay, how many times it came up in the search results. You can view your profiles. You can see everything, right? And it's not a type of reporting system where it's like, what's all this lingo, right? This, I don't understand this. It's very simplified, okay? So it's Friendler Uzi, in other words. Now, your website is also going to help with your ranking, because that website has what we call the search engine optimization settings, okay, which helps with your ranking. So you're not just being found there within your local area. You're also being found outside of what your local area is in those specific areas that you want to target. Do you typically target certain areas for potential clients?
Yeah, there's some higher end neighborhoods, and I do target that.
Oh, good. Then I would definitely suggest that we focus on those areas with the Google Ads, okay? Because that's what's going to really get...
So essentially, there is no satisfaction guarantee. We'll just keep working at it.
I can tell you this, to kind of give you a timeline, right? To be super transparent with you, this isn't going to happen overnight that tomorrow you're on the first page, okay? It won't work like that. Everything with Google is a process. But I can tell you this, the Google Ads or Facebook Ads, whichever package you select, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay? As far as the directory submission, that happens within 5 to 7 days. You also get your login credentials within 5 to 7 days, so you can start tracking your results, okay? The website, we have that completed within 7 to 14 days, and in fact, we send it to you so this way you can review it in case you have changes that need to be made before it goes live. As far as the first page placement in the local map, we always say 30 to 45 days. That is our promise, but I've seen it happen sooner. So I always like to say in the first month, yes, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that's not to say you won't get some calls. When I like to say that you're going to feel the strength of the program is in that second month. Right now, when I'm just putting in for painter, okay, they're in your area, I just put in that specific keyword. It's going to pull up anybody that's performed a search for a painter, you know, wallpaper hanging, removal, interior painting, exterior painting, because it all falls under that category. This was in the last 30 days. Just keep this in mind. Okay, in the last 30 days, it shows that there was 1,213 searches that were done in the last 30 days. Now, I'm not saying that that's how many phone calls you're going to get, because let's be honest, even I would go back crazy if my phone rang that much. But if you were able to even capitalize just on 10% of those searches that they were phone calls for you, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, you're going to be landing more than at least two jobs a month, right? So making back the money to kind of offset what you're investing with us.
Right.
Okay. For me, this is what I'm hearing. You've been in business 33 years. It sounds to me that when you got them on the phone, you know how to sell your own service, right? You provide a quality service to your clients. You've been in business this long. Right? And it wasn't because you weren't providing a quality type of service. You got 32 reviews right now currently. So your work speaks for itself, you know?
All right. And then how do my reviews look? Did you see or no?
Yeah, I did. And that's what I was saying. So because you have these two, right? You have the one, are you on Google right now? Are you in front of a computer?
I'm on right now.
Perfect. When you get a second, no worries. Once it loads up, when you get a second, I want you to go to your Google search bar. And all I want you to do is just type in your company name. Okay. My Siri is talking to me. my Apple Watch. If I turn my wrist a certain way, Siri is like, I didn't quite understand that.
I'm about to bring up Google search.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay. Now, what do you want me to type in?
Okay. So just type in your company name. You could do it real simple, and your profile should come up right away. Just Voorhees, the and symbol, crane, painting, and paper hanging. That's how I typed it in, and that's how I was able to pull up those two Google profile pages. And I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Okay. It brings up Forge and Crane painting, but not paper hanging on the autofill insight. All right.
What's the one that you see? Now you see both?
Well, now, what I see right now in front of me is Yelp, MapQuest, strikingly alignable city local tool planner. And what the hell is that? Vertex pages? Never heard of that name.
Okay, let me show you how I did it. Do you have your email open?
I do not have email open, no. I have Google open.
Okay, but do you have like an email? Do you have your email open? I can send you the link so you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Open up your email and then I'll send you this link. It'll probably make it easier for you to just open it up. So this way you see exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, I'm in Gmail now.
Okay, what's your Gmail? What's your email so I can send you the link?
It's V, the letter V is in Voorhees, the letter C is in Crane, the word painting, the number one at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, you're going to get this email from Nadine Medina, okay? Let me get it over to you. Let me put the link so this way you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you get the email, and I'm just going to put Google Business Profiles. Okay, I just sent it. Should come to you any second. And all you're going to do is just click on that link, and it's going to open up the page that I'm looking at, okay?
I've opened up your email, and I clicked on that link, and the first thing I see is strikingly. I have no idea what that is.
What are you seeing?
The
striking link thing? Yeah. Okay. Do me a favor. Scroll down. You'll see your Yelp profile. So this shows me like wherever you're listed, okay, when I search for it like this. Now, do you see where it says businesses? There's two profiles. There's one that has 32 reviews, right, has your phone number, and it shows your company name listed as Voorhees & Crane, Residential Painter, Middletown, New Jersey, Painting Exterior, or Exterior Painting, right? And it's got a website there. Okay, underneath of that one, it shows you have another Google profile page with no reviews, no website, but it's got your phone number listed there, right? So this is what we would fix. We would merge these two profiles together so that you only have one Google Business profile, but it's keeping the Google Business profile that has the 32 reviews. That's the one we would want to keep to show on Google. So that one that has no reviews would disappear because we're merging them together. Make sense?
Yeah. I know that's important to you, but it seemed important to me.
It's important for us to keep the one that has all the reviews because here's the thing, right? Let's just say someone's looking for a painter right? They see these two Google profile pages. It makes it look like it's two different companies with the same phone number. One shows you're open until 7. The other one shows you're open until 10, right? Google is going to recognize you more when your information is consistent across the board wherever you're listed online. Business name, phone number, website's the same that's listed, right? They want consistency. When they see that there's two Google profile pages for a company that looks the same and they got the same phone number, this could cause Google to red flag it and suspend your account until it gets fixed. Okay. Yeah. Thank God it hasn't happened, right? I know some business owners. Trust me, you're not the only one. They've had the same situation. And then, you know, they say, no, I'm just going to leave it the way it is. Okay, cool. It's not a problem. And then they end up calling us and saying they suspended my account. How can you guys help me fix it? And we just tell them, well, how we help you fix it is reaching out to Google, letting them know, you know, just verifying it is your business. There was a mistake, you know, you were working with a different company, and then we merge them. And there's some it takes a long time before that ever happens. I just want you to be aware, because I know that some business owners weren't aware of they've had all these different profile pages, and then they don't understand why their account got suspended. So just so that you know, this is what we would do. We would make sure that it's just one Google business profile. Google doesn't want you having a bunch of different ones. Okay.
So would that eliminate, let's see, I'm still listed on the Angie because I was a member for a little while and I didn't really like their service.
Uh-huh.
Then we got Dex, Nose, Never Bounce, Andy's List, Chamber of Commerce. Does that mean you're going to eliminate these?
No. We won't eliminate any of those. We're just talking about merging your two Google business profile pages, merging them into one, keeping the one that has the 32 reviews. Now, when you're looking at, like, you know, Chamber of Commerce, right, that's part of the directory submission that we do, okay? So on your Chamber of Commerce, right, we're going to make sure that the website that we build is attached to that. We're going to make sure that, yes, his phone number is correct on there. His business name is correct. So we want to make sure that everything is uniform. Those won't disappear. We have nothing to do with making – those won't go away. What we do is we do the name, address, and phone number cleanup. So wherever you're listed across the board online, we're going to make sure we update the information. Now, Angie's Leads, Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, that's not part of our directory submission. Those are separate directories, right? Those are like lead generating services. So they're not part of our directory submission. Okay, so we won't touch those. We're not associated with those companies.
All right, but the little guys like pink@mailtown.info, you don't touch.
MapQuest, Yahoo, Manta, Show Me Local, what are the other ones? Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, all of those are part of our directory submissions. So if it's part of our directory submissions, we're going to update them information on there as well. You're not paying for Yelp, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So.
You
tried it? Yeah. Was it the Yelp ads? Did you try that?
Just listing, and then I tried Yelp ads also. I wasn't happy with either one.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that quite often, you know. With Yelp, it can be a little tricky. Again, it's a directory, right? Typically, when people are searching for a service that they need, they're going to go to Google. That's where 90% of the searches will start and stop. And it's not saying that they won't go to these other, you know, sites, right? But typically, if they're in need of a service, they're going to go straight to Google. That's where they're going to go. I know when I was looking for a plumber, when I was looking up the symptoms my husband's having from his dialysis treatment, I went to Google. I know it's silly because, you know, they're not a doctor, but that's what we all do, the majority of us. Yeah. Now, on your email right now, I'm also going to send you an example of the website that I'm talking about. So I'll send you the link to that. It'll say my site in the subject. So I'm just sent it to you right now. When you click on where it says my site, what we call a hyperlink, it'll look either blue or purple. You're going to click on that. And it's going to open up our page that says Local Splash, and you'll see like three different sizes, right? And I'll explain to you what these my sites do.
All right, so open up Mystic.
Yeah, the one that says my site. Yeah, it's okay.
Yep. All right, so that's on the computer, that's on a tablet, that's on the phone, all right?
Yes, on the computer, if you look at it from the tablet or if you look at it from, you know, your iPhone or Android, right? If you kind of hover over the one that looks, or if do you see at the top, it shows like a desktop computer, it shows a tablet at the very tippy top, and then it shows the mobile. You see those three little?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
click on the cool, one. Yeah. Yeah, click on the one that, click on the first one that shows the desktop, right?
Okay.
So it's going to show you if you're looking at it from a desktop. So the My Site, this is just the layout of it to give you an idea. But on the My Site, what's cool about it is if you click on the right, the three little lines on the right, it'll give you the drop down. You can look at the services. If you click on the arrow down next to the services, it's going to drop down interior painting, exterior painting. You know, it gives you all this, right? The different services. Of course, we customize it to fit your business. Wallpaper installation and removal, Venetian plaster, you know, we list your services here. When they click on it, then it takes them to the interior painting, you know, gives them information, you know, regarding your interior painting, pictures. There's drop downs. They can look at a gallery, view videos of your work. Okay. So it's really, really customized to fit your business. Okay. We can put reviews on there. We write a story about your company. At the very bottom, you'll see where there'll be like logos, your Facebook page, if you have an Instagram, LinkedIn, we'll add those logos there. The links, so this way when they click on the Facebook page, it'll take them straight to your Facebook page, right? We can even implement where there's like a booking system where they could book appointments with you, okay? So we really, really customize it to fit your business.
All right, and so if I want to spruce up and start posting to Facebook, I don't even know what the password is for me to get into it. Do you assist with that stuff?
So, it, depending on which package you go with. If you go with the package that's the $2,500 for the year, that's going to include the Facebook ads, right? What we do is we don't do your weekly posting, right? What we do is the Facebook ads. So if you, I don't know if you go on Facebook much, but let's say you were searching for something on Google, right? And then all of a sudden you go to your Facebook page, and I'll use a perfect example. My husband does dialysis. I had a call to speak with the nurse at the dialysis center. I couldn't remember the phone number by heart, which, I mean, I'm really good with memorizing phone numbers. So I just went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me. I get the phone number to Fresenius Kidney Care, call the nurse, got that situated. The next day, it was my cousin's birthday. I went on Facebook just to do a post, you know, because she's my favorite cousin. And all of a sudden, this ad pops up, Fresenius Kidney Care ad. And it's because their kidney care center targeted me as having an interest in their services, right? So it's retargeting. If someone's done a search for painting, wallpaper, okay, and they go to their Facebook page later, just to look at pictures or stories, it's going to remind them you were looking for a painter, you were looking for wallpaper removal or insulation. Here's a company that offers it, right? We always recommend that you're at least posting weekly on your Facebook page, like post a picture of a job you just completed, right? Just write a little something about it. Because we're going to use that content to run your Facebook ads. We want to make sure everything's relevant, right? I see
right.
Your
so
Facebook page.
Facebook ad is included because I know Facebook advertising can be expensive.
Right. Facebook advertising can be expensive. One thing I will tell you is this. We allocate $100 each month from what you've paid. Okay, you're not paying additional. We take $100 of that a month and we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Average Facebook ads on an average across all industries is about a 50 cents per click. Okay, but you're not incurring the cost per click because you've paid just the flat rate, right? So we're managing them. It's about a 9% conversion rate, okay, across all industries. When you compare it to Google Ads, the Google Ads package, we allocate $300 of that a month to your Google Ads. Your Google Ads is about a $10 average per click, okay? So, again, you're not incurring that cost. With the Google ads, what I like about it is because when you have those higher end income areas, you can specifically target those areas with the Google ads. And I did find your Facebook page, by the way. Have you seen it?
Not for 4 or 5 years or so.
Okay. So this Facebook page, you said you don't know if you still have access to it. It looks like it might have been created with your email.
Yeah, I think she did create it so I can access it.
Okay, perfect.
And
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So it shows vcpainting1@gmail.com. And then it has this.
Okay.
And then I do see the website. Let me tell you the website that's on there. The website on there is forhees.edu. It's the university's website on there.
Well, okay, so that's not right.
Yeah, so we would make sure it's updated. So we can update.
Where do you see that?
I'll send you the link.
Well, I have my phone in my hand and I'm on the
board. Oh, you do?
Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if you go to your Facebook, okay, so are you on the profile, on the Facebook profile?
Yep.
Okay. Do you see there's where it says intro? It'll say the company name, painting, exterior painting, interior painting, wallpaper hanging, and then it says pressure. Underneath it says your address, your phone number, it has your email, and then it says Voorhees.edu. Do you see that under the intro section?
No, because when I click on Boys and Crane Painting, it brings me to a screen that has all posts, people, groups, events. And the first thing under it is Boys and Crane Painting. It doesn't
uh-huh.
anything, so the same thing about intro, it just says follow. It has a little message.
Okay.
Then the next ones are messages or pictures that have been put on.
Okay. Look under, let me see where else you can find it at. Because I'm actually looking at it under you. Okay, go to the part that says about. Do you see that on there?
Okay, so, nope, because I just see Voorhees ampersand crane painting. One account says contractor, one account says house painter. Did you use the word and?
The one I'm looking at is Voorhees, the and symbol, crane painting. You have two followers on there.
All right.
And it's kind of got a guy painting with in blue, like a baby blue. And it has VC in white and blue background, like a baby blue background.
Yeah, I forget who did that. All right, so evidently I'm not seeing the same page you are.
So yeah, you must be seeing. Let me see if I see another one.
Right,
yeah, because
so
that's the only one I see.
I just I hit the magnifying glass or the search icon.
Uh-huh.
And I have the option of Voorhees ampersand crane painting or Voorhees the word and crane painting. And neither one of them give me something that you were describing to me.
Really? Yeah, I'll show you. I can email it to you so that way you can see the one that I found.
Yeah, I was wondering how you got there.
Yeah. I just went on my Facebook page and typed it. I just typed in your company name.
Well, then I should be able to do the same thing, bring up the same thing, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should. If you go into the search and just put VC, how I did it, you should be able to see.
I spelled out Voorhees and Crane. So VC.
Try it by VC and see if it comes up like that. I have it spelled by Voorhees and Crane.
All right, so.
So this one says, Voorhees and Crane painting with two followers. It has your email address. It has the address showing as 662 Bray Avenue, Port Monmouth, New Jersey. It has your phone number, but this website is for a university website.
Yeah. All right, so I'm at the main screen of Facebook where you can just scroll through.
Right.
And you can just scroll down or up. And across
right.
the top, I see the word Facebook in blue, then a plus symbol, then a search symbol, then a message symbol.
Uh-huh.
And you just hit the search icon, the magnifying glass, right?
Right.
And then you typed in the full word Voorhees.
Voorhees, ampersand, crane, painting.
Which is what I did before. It brings up two different ones for me to select from. One says contractor, one says house painting. You see that also?
No, I just keep seeing the other one.
And the other one says, what does it say, Voorhees and Crane painting, and it has a blue,
yes.
almost square, you see white PC in it?
Yes, correct. That's the one I'm looking at right now. That's the only one that comes up for me.
I see two of them. So I hit the first one to bring it up, and the first thing that comes up is Voorhees and Crane painting, VC in a blue circle now instead of a square. It has contractor 10 miles away, open 13 lights, and then it just has different things that are posted.
Yeah, that's interesting. I only see the one that has the two followers.
And I can't even get to that one. I can't even find that one.
That's really weird. Yeah, because that's the only one that comes up for me.
All right. Is that something you also clean up? Any other?
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. The one that we're going to focus on is the one that you have access to, right? Because what you're going to do is add us on as managers. So that's the one that we would run the Facebook ads on. Because we don't want to run it on the wrong one. Like, let's say if we ran it on one that you didn't have access to, that's not going to benefit you, right? That's not going to help you in any way because of the fact that if someone were to message you, right, on Facebook, you got to be able to receive that message. But typically with the Facebook ads, they're either calling you when they click on it or we send them directly to your website. So the link that I sent you to your email on the Facebook page that I found, actually, that one, we would make sure that if you have access to that one, that's the one that we're going to update your website because it's showing a website for Voorhees University. Because when I opened it, I'm like, EDU, and when I clicked on it, it's a website for the university. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that's not his.
Yeah, I remember this. Another SEO company made this a long time
so,
ago.
Yeah, so one thing I will tell you is this, right? Whichever one you say, this is the Facebook page that I have access to. This is the one that I want you guys to run the Facebook ads from. That's the one we're going to use.
Okay, so Now that I'm not that tech savvy, how do I know which of these ones? Because I the one that you sent me for the link for, I cannot pull up on my phone.
You can't even pull that up on your phone. All right. Do me a favor, the ones that you're looking at right now, because you're looking at it from your phone, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how to do this. And if for some reason our phone cuts out, don't think I